for the actual recording of the presentation with your slides and all that stuff. I know it's a bit of a hassle to have two, but...
Cool.
Would you mind clipping this one on? No, no, that doesn't go to the house.
Uh-huh.
This just goes directly to the computer.
Okay, so where to put two microphones?
We got one on each side.
Rest. Okay.
But if he's saying that one wouldn't work, then maybe this one would.
Раз. Слышно, Федя? Раз. Strange devices. Switch on?
Switch on.
Okay. So now everything is switched on. So we are now ready to start. And today we want to present some recent advances in full-text search. I am Oleg Bartunov, and my colleague and friend is Theodor Sigaev. We are from Sternberg Astronomical Institute of Moscow State University, Russia. Okay, so here is our agenda. The first slide will be just introduction, what is the full-text search, just to remind you. And we have two main topics. It's a phrase search. This is a new one. We will present a work in progress about phrase search. And the first time, we will discuss and present dictionaries API, which is very important for people who want to understand how to write their own dictionaries and to understand how the dictionaries works in the full-text search system. And also, we have a bunch of new features. They are already submitted to the 8.4 and in the CVS head. And we have some future features. We want to work on the 8.5. And actually, we already did some development. We want to just discuss and show some results. And if we have time, I will show you some tips and tricks from full text about full text search. Okay. So this is just introduction to the full text search. I think that most people know what it is. And just to remind that the basically full text search is just the one line. You have a TS vector, you have a TS query, and you have a full text search operator. That is about full text search. A TS vector is a storage for document. It is a sorted array of lexemes, in which contains optional position and weight information. And TS query, it's a data type for a query. Query, it can contain some Boolean operators. And you can construct query by hand. You can construct queries with a special function. But basically, you can construct the TS vector and query by hand, and we can use these data types to create your own search machines. For example, we have OpenFTS, which is written in Perl. It has totally different dictionaries, and it constructs TS query and TS vector inside the Perl, and use Postgres like a storage. And we have for performance reason, we have indexes, two types of indexes, GIST and GIN. They both have some benefits and drawbacks. And for 8.4, we did a lot of work to make a GIN fast update. And I will show some results. So this is one slide for full text search introduction. And now we will quickly go to the phrase search. So phrase search is one feature we requested for several years, and now we're proud to present some results about the phrase search. So it's basically we introduced a new operator, dollar. When I say dollar, mean that this is a phrase operator. Yes. So A dollar B, it's the word A followed by word B. So that's it. So basically this TS query, but with a preserved order of lexemes. And we have a generalized, it's like A and B. It's an operator dollar has the same priority as and. And we have, we guarantee that there is at least one pair of position of words A and B. So that there is a risk distance conditions is valid. And we have generalized phrase, so we can specify the distance. So by default, the distance is one. So, and we can specify how far word B can be from the word A. Yeah. And the result of this operation can be false if this all these conditions not valid, or true, and the array of positions of left argument which satisfy distance conditions. Вот. And if TS vector has no positional information, so it's stripped, so phrase operator just fall back to the end. And the dollar operation is similar to AND, except that it is not commutative. So A dollar B is not like B and dollar A. This is our, what is this definition slide. And this slide about the properties of phrase operators. So we see that A dollar N B dollar M C can be written as can be grouped. You have parents, and with the length of match phrases will be less than the maximum of these distances. So A C B matched by A dollar two B dollar C. This is maybe looks strange, but it's true. Yeah.
Followed by definition, because the result of operation dollar is an array of left argument.
Of left argument.
So first A dollar B calculated, and the result of the position of A which satisfies distance condition, and from that position will be searched the C word. Mm-hmm.
So and next is another. So we grouped. And we have a length of matched phrase is less than sum of these distances. And in this case, the order is preserved for any N and M. It's opposite to this case. So just, and there is one special case. We can specify zero as a distance. So A dollar zero B matches the word with two different forms. It's like infinitives. Here is the example. For example, iSpell dictionary can return two forms of the word bookings. Booking, book. So this illustrates the $8. Because booking and book will have the same positional information.
In
TS vector. Mm-hmm. And some practice for phrase search. So we can write equivalent forms A, B, C, like A dollar and B dollar C. It's a group. And another form is equivalent. We can write A dollar B and dollar 2 C. Because as Theodore said, this is a distance of C from the A, from the left argument. Mm-hmm. And we provide a function phrase to t search, not to search to TS query. To TS query, phrase, yeah, this function phrase to TS query. So it automatically convert your phrase to the to the phrase. It's like playing to TS query. Yeah, but instead of ampersand sign, we use a dollar sign. So it's just automatic. And stop words, you know, they increment the distance. So A stop word B, it should looks like A dollar to B. So here maybe some
A on B, A in B,
yeah.
So
it's like placeholder, any word. Because we have no information, is it was stop word or not, yeah. And in the real life, there can be a very, very difficult and complex queries. So it's sometimes it's very difficult to understand what this query can, what we search for this query. And so we need to simplify our life and life of developing. So we, and now go to some internals. Yeah.
Just so I understand, the dollar sign is not a Postgres operator, right? It's inside TS
query.
The
TS
query. TS
query
operator, yes.
Okay, I get it now. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just got it.
Yeah. And so some internals. Of course, that phrase search has some overhead because we have to know positions. And of course, we don't want to slow down existing T-search. So we modify, we transform TS queries so we can separate old executor and the new, which understand dollar operation. So we existing queries will not have a overhead of phrase operator. And here is a picture slide which demonstrates how we transform the original query. Here is the original query. And how to say, the search tree, the query tree, looks like this. And what we need, we want to not use positional information if they don't need it. So we transform this search this query tree to the phrase tree. So we have a regular tree. We don't need any position information. We have a phrase top operators. And so this we need a positional information. So this allows us to minimize overhead of phrase search. And to do this transformation, we need a special algebra, which demonstrates how we push down dollar to the in the query tree. So this is maybe you understand this, it's no problem. Yeah, but actually we use it to do some transformation because query can be very, very complex. It can be complex not just because you write it. It's just because dictionaries can return any combination. And we need some strict algebra to make sure that our query is okay and we do not have additional overhead. So we use this these rules to transform from original query tree to the modified. And here's some examples. This is very, very simple example. And this was example what we get from the complex query. So this query, which is not very understandable, now becomes more or less understand better.
It could be pronounced by a word. B search.
Yeah.
A followed by B and A followed by C or A without D. Without followed D.
Yeah. So it can be, you can say, but you can't say this one, you know. And some example, this is from our documentation. So we just we have a Postgres phrase to TS query function, which return this very TS query with the phrase already. And you know, you can write this by hand, you know. But it's not very convenient, because if you modify something, you need to adjust the distances. So better to use a phrase to TS query.
Remember that calculation of position is from the left. So this word should be the position difference of potential should be one, and user should to the many, because it's on the left in tree, should be one stop word. User in extends three, because between extended and user there is by the two stop words, and PostgreSQL 3 because of can be. And this example, from Postgres to extend 3, yes, to the user 6 because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes, and so on. So written by hand, it's not very comfortable.
No, it's comfortable, but it's not convenient to modify, because you need to recalculate all distances. So phrase to TS query help. Yeah. And we have some to do. It's rather big to do. It's not very principal to do some of them. For example, ranking function, headline generation, rewrite subsystems just need to work.
To pay attention, we just don't did it.
Yes. And some difficult questions is how we concatenate two phrases, because $$ is used already.
It's quote sign
in the function.
Maybe yeah. We need to change dollar sign.
So we need your advice. Maybe we, because dollar is just we use it. I don't know why.
Easy to type,
but we can use some another sign. Yes. And also we need to specify somehow the distance between phrases, you know. We can say that two phrases, the distance between two phrases is two. Yeah. Maybe we need maybe we can do with a functional interface with three arguments, for example. Yeah. But this is a problem with the dollar. I don't know, is it possible to use $$? We did not check it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and also some difficult problem question is how to test with the agglutinative languages. It's like Norwegian, German languages, where it's a very difficult splitting of words by complex words splitted by on several words. So phrases becomes very difficult and very strange. So we need some testing. You know, we can test, but we just did not understand if this valid phrase or not didn't. Yeah. So this is our to-do, what we need. So we just wanted to present the working system. And if you say that this is OK, we can continue and finish this all this stuff. Yeah.
Is this in A4, what you talked about, the dollar sign operator?
Dollar?
Yeah.
Dollar?
No, just the...
Just dollar, it works. Yeah.
Phrase search is already.
Yeah, it's already.
We'll show already for the patch.
Yeah, so you can download and try.
Wait, it's not in 8.4.
It's not in 8.4.
None of this is in 8.4?
No. No.
Does it require 8.4? If patches are against 8.4 or are they against 8.3?
For 8.4. For CVS head.
Fix CVS head. Patch for CVS head.
Does it work in UTF-8? Yes.
Format?
Yes, it supports UTF-8. We have 10 languages supported.
Is there Hebrew or Arabic?
Not Arabic. I will say that we just did a support for Devanagari, mm-hmm. It was just maybe 2 months ago, but not Arabic. We have a full UTF-8 support, but Arabic is difficult for us because first we don't know Arabic. We
can, yes. Yeah. And second, writing from the right to the
from
left.
From the right to the left, and we even can type, you know. When I test Devanagari, I just use the copy-paste from the website. Okay.
The only difference between a right to left, between Arabic, Hebrew, or any other language, and aside from the agglutinative, are the right to left issue.
Right, yeah.
They aren't using normal UTF-8 characters. So as long as the right to left will work, then there shouldn't be any issue.
It should be, but we can't test it. If you help us to test it, it could be. I know that some people we have some requests about Arabic language support, but
we need some C programmer to get an advice.
Who understand Arabic? Okay. And so now we are going to the dictionaries API. Dictionaries, just to remind, is a program which process input and return some output. And we have a. It's easy. Here is a. We have a for we can specify for any type of LXM. We can specify the dictionaries which can process this XM. So for integer, for example, for integer we can process by simple dictionary, but for ASCII word we process synonym, English spell, English stem. This is up to user. User can specify the configuration, how to process word, and this is a very flexible system, and we'll show you the API so you will understand how it can be done. And you can see that there is a special command. It will say, show the configuration. And here's the examples from real life. We use it sometimes. So, for example, dictionary can be for if you want to index integers. You know, integers is the set is very is infinite. So you don't want to index infinite set. So you can just use a simple dictionary which cut on the sum length. So it's also a dictionary. Or, for example, if you want to index Roman numbers and if you don't want to bother what to search, 19 written as Arabic number or the Roman. So we have a dictionary which transfers Roman numbers to the... or colors. You know, we use this. You can transform one to colors or... From astronomy example, we can specify the regular expressions. This expression is a spectral lines of hydrogen. So dictionary is just a program. You can write it yourself if you know the interface. So interface of dictionaries API consists of two functions. The first is a dict init. It's init function which initialize do some initializing, and it can be very expensive. Maybe because some dictionaries need to access to the big files to prepare some structures in memory. For example, iSpell, people know that it maybe takes several seconds to initialize. But hopefully it needs only one time for a session. Yeah. And this is init, and another function is lexize. Lexize function, which has a dict data input. It's returned by init functions. And it has a lexem, which is input lexem. And this is a length of lexem. And there is a special structure substate. It's used by some dictionaries, like thesaurus, to store the internal state. And structure TS-LXM is a integer n variant. It's optional flex, and itself, lexem itself. So dict-rect size can return null if dictionary doesn't recognize the lexem. So for example, if your dictionary for integer doesn't recognize the float, so you just return null. It's not his lexem. And if it returns array of lexems, the last should be null. Yes, dictionary recognize and did some processing. And also, dictionary can return empty array. In that case, it means that dictionary recognizes the lexem, but it knows that it is a stop word, so it just return null. Not null, but empty array. So we have three variants of how dictionary can process the lexem. And here is some very simple example. So we use the English ISPL and the word bookings. So we have all flags and variants, all flags null. And we have booking, book, and the last lexem is null. So it's just very simple example. How the more difficult is agglutinative language. It's there is a, for example, Norwegian, German. Here's a link to the Wikipedia. Basically, it's just concatenation of words without space. Here's the example. For example, if you're looking for query football clubber, it's a referee on the football referee. Yeah. And the document is a club on football field. Yeah, you expect to find this document for this query, you know? So how to do this? We can split the query, football clubber, and build a search query like this. So you see that football clubber splits two variants, and each variant has split by, how to say?
What?
Ну, каждый вариант сплетится. So, from football clubber, we got two variants of splitting. And we now, and also we split this one, and we will be able to find the document by this variant.
But why would you need to split? Why would you need to have font ball and also have font and ball separately?
Because this word has such variants of splitting. You know that it's a common situation when a word has more than one variant of splitting. So it's just a demonstration.
It's specified in the ISPL. ISPL for Norwegian file, it has a special flag, Z, compound words. And it specifies the variant of splitting. So we have support of such languages in our ISPL template, our ISPL dictionary. And it will produce this different variants. So without splitting, we can't match the document. And actually, it's Norwegian people ask us about such support,
future.
About such future.
You're searching for the word football clubber as one query.
Yeah, this is original query.
And now your parser is going to go through that string and pull out any words that are inside.
It's not parser, it's a dictionary.
Yeah, it's a dictionary.
Dictionary.
Right, so it's going to parse the string and look for any word that's in the dictionary. So if there was a word in your dictionary, OTBA, then it would put out F or OTBA as well?
Yes, but it should. ISPL has a special configuration file, IFIX file, where it's pointed which word can be
split
and
how.
Which not, and so on. There is a rule how to split the word. It's just not a searching in the dictionary to find any subword, and the words could be in combined word or not. It's specified by dictionary too.
So if you're looking for the word alligator, is it going to look for alligator or ALL all, or you know gator all I
yeah.
gator as three separate words?
No, it has, the dictionaries have language.
A dictionary has. It's
right.
Right, so the dictionary for English says alligator
is not split. Yes.
You can't split it up, but it says football clubber can be split.
So in input you have the E is football clubber, and indeed the output of your dictionary returns you the variance.
So football clubber is in your dictionary itself, or find football clubber and therefore try to break it up?
No, it's in the
dictionary.
The dictionary actually has the word football clubber in there.
Yes.
The German one, dictionary.
Yeah. So we, this is not our, it's specified by ISPL. It's a people, linguists know how to specify. We just made the support of this, here we demonstrate some imaginary word. You know, it says foo bar com. We have a word foo, bar, and com. Subwords. It's the one variant of splitting. Another variant is a fub and arcom, and a is a affix. It's a just interfix.
It's a possible situation.
Yeah. So TS vector, you know, looks like this, and TS query, it's like this.
Different variants will be. All words in one variant will be
ended.
But again, that's all.
That would have to be in the dictionary.
This is all depends on foo
bar. Yeah. Yeah. This is specified not in the program. It's specified in the file, which used by this program. So, ISPL, for example, has two files. It has affix file, which has rules of splitting, and the dictionary file. But our program does. There is no hard written in the program, you know.
But it's possible to do it.
So this is example of how to work with the different variants. So from one word, we get a very complex query. And each lexeme describes one normalized lexeme. You remember that a dictionary returns array of lexeme. But each element of array has a flex, which flex prefix, TSL prefix, which indicates to use prefix search for this lexeme. So, and dictionary explained for 8.5 actually will show some example.
It's already in 8.4, but there is no dictionary now which utilizes this flag.
So support for this flag is already in 8.4, but just there is no dictionary. We have dictionary, but for 8.5.
Yes, we have patch, but it's too late to submit.
Yeah. And also there is a flag at position, which indicates that parser needs to increase the position counter. It's used by thesaurus, because thesaurus usually dictionary input have one word on an input, but thesaurus can use several words. So we need to increase the position.
Now we have, it could be a dictionary which takes only one lexeme, but I returned that phrase. The whole phrase and so to store in TS vector, this phrase should be set correct position.
Yeah. This is example. Also, this is some imaginary dictionary. So here is for example, result of foo bar. You know, the variant number one. We have a lexeme foo. And flag is zero, number of variant one, and another bar. And bar has a flag TSL prefix. So another variant, the second variant is dictionary somehow understand that F is the first
abbreviation.
And the remains U bar has flagged prefix and at positions. So this dictionary will return for TS vector, we have foo bar with the coordinate position is 1, and the first 1 and wu bar 2. And TS query, you know, bar, it's a star sign, asterisk. It means that it should be used with the prefix search.
Prefix search is new for h.4.
So this is just to demonstrate. So you can write very different, very complex dictionaries, and you can manage the input, output, all processing, if you understand this. And for now, the example of the structure of dict sub state. When I said that some dictionaries need to store some state between words, so it has a boolean is end. It marks the end of text, say that the work is finished. And get next is say that dictionary asks for the next lexem, and some private, it's an internal state of dictionary. For example, dictionary can store the intermediate results. We'll show you. So here is a slide which demonstrates this. So here is a current lexem. Go to the dict lex size. What's blue color is a dictionary. Only dict lex size function. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So current lexem go to the dict lex size. Dict lex size produce some results. If there is some results, it's stored in the results and stores result in current lexem. And if there is a flag get next, it go to the, it try to get the next lexem. If there is no get next, so we check if there is some output. If there is some output, we save the stored results and go to the next lexem. If there is no results, so we just go to the next dictionary with the current lexem.
Some comments.
Yeah.
Next lexem is the mean next lexem after this stored current lexem. So from the position which dict lex size returns last result, and the current lexem if a dictionary doesn't return any result, current lexem means current lexem on the beginning of this block scheme.
So this situation when the dictionary doesn't recognize lexem.
Yes, it's a simplified scheme, and there is on this scheme there is a special case for end of lexems, end of text. So, it's not, but it's rather trivial, so it's not, just not sure.
So another is filtering dictionaries, which we have developed for 8.5. Again, it was too late for 8.4. So we just want to show what's filtering dictionaries. So we have additional flag, TSL filter. So if dictionary returns only one lexem with this, with the filter flag, then the lexem will be used as input for the subsequent dictions in the chain. You know, this is a very different situation because in previous, if dictionary recognize process, then this lexem will not go to the next dictionaries. But for the filter dictionaries, we can process the lexem and put the output to the next dictionary. Sometimes it's very useful, and actually people ask about it, and we will show how it's useful. For example, French people for several years asked about removing accents, you know, because they use accent without accent, and they want to we develop an accent dictionary, which provides a dictionary and function to remove accent. So we use a suffix tree. We found that it's 25 times faster than built-in translate solution. And here is the example. You know, this is unaccent hotels is null. Because there is no accent in this word. It will just return null. It will be passed to the next dictionary. And second situation, here is a hotel with the accent. And the dictionary will return hotel. But this is very trivial. It just remove accent. But next situation, there is a problem with highlighting. Because highlighting does not use a dictionary. So people want to highlight the search result. And previously, we recommend people, if you want to remove accent, just write a function which and do TS vector from the preprocessed text. But there was a problem with the highlighting. Now, with the filtering dictionaries, we have no problem. We just solve the problem with headline. So here's the example. We create a French configuration from the built-in French and modify mapping. So we say that these tokens will be processed first with unaccent dictionaries, then go to the French stemmer. Yes. And here's the example. So Hotel de la Mer, hotel. And it match. So return true because unaccent dictionary removes the accent, and so this query is true. But here is how it works now with highlighting. So no special tricks, it just works. So you see, we have a document with the accent, the query without accent, and the headline is work. So this dictionary is an illustration of the filtering feature, which we will expect in 8.5. And new features, very fast. Here is a list of new features. We have an improved TS headline. We have prefixful text search support. We have Devanagari script support. We have very improved synonym dictionary. We improved the TS stat, and we have a fast approximated statistics and a bunch of gene updates. And okay, for TS headline, we have a new parameter by Sashanti Sinha. It's a max fragment, so now you can specify how many fragments you want to get from the text. Default is zero, the old behavior. So here is an example.
There is a very good example taken from the history file of PostgreSQL site. It just headline from PostgreSQL and Postgres TS query. And so first fragment is very good. Just answer on the query.
Yeah.
And second, very close to.
Mm-hmm. So this headline. Prefix search support. As I've shown already, that you can now specify the asterisk sign. And it will match all documents which contain words which begins from the prefix supernode, for example. Or you can specify with the weight. Here is the syntax. It can be very useful if there is no stemmer available. So if you have no stemmer, you can just have just use a prefix search. And it's free. There is no overhead. It just use a new feature of new partial match feature of gene index. Devanagari script support. This is very interesting because we did not knew that we have a problem with the Devanagari. 2 months ago, I decided to go for trek to Nepal, so I just decided to see if I can do something for Nepal people. And I tried something, and I was very surprised that our parser just produced some wrong results. Yeah, here's the input, Madan Puraskar Pustakalaya. And we found that there is a Virama sign, Virama or Halanta sign, which modifier, it suppresses inherent vowel. You know, in Devanagari, every consonant has an inherent vowel, A. And if you want to suppress, you need to put some Virama sign. And Virama sign is a punctuation in Nepali locale. So it breaks all parsers. Yeah. It was a big problem. So before going to Nepal, we did some investigation, some research. And we
only UTF-8 has a support of these characters.
Yeah. So we spent maybe 2 weeks to understand what it is. And now we have, you know, it's English, Madan. So M-D-N, you know. It's inherited as vowel, A. And here is the Virana, Virama. After S, there is no vowel. So you need to put the sign Virama to suppress the A. You know, and this is okay, but I don't know why Nepali people put this Virama sign to the punctuation. But they did it, so when we understand, now we have very good parser which understands Virama. It's not just for Nepali language, it's for Sanskrit, for Hindi, for the family of Devanagari. Yeah. Yeah. So we have now proper support of very interesting language. And when I was in Nepal, I just returned 2 weeks from the Nepal, and I discussed with people all this stuff, and they say that Postgres is maybe first database which has a proper support of, yeah. Actually, I've seen a GNOME code. GNOME code made the same trick. They understand that locale is wrong, so they have a hack in the source code, like we did. Yeah, so we just... Mm-hmm. And to do is port. They have stemmer for Nepali, but we need to port it to Snowball, and we need to improve Han spell support. It's not just for Nepali; it's some common problem because Han spell is a new incarnation of I spell. It is much more complex, and it supports a lot of languages, our current support, we did not support some affixes. So we need to just improve, and we will have a better support of... Okay. And here is a synonym dictionary. You know, now you can specify the asterisk. So it will use as a prefix. Here is an example. Okay, I have not so much time, so I will just show a very interesting dictionary. Here is the extended synonym. So sometimes people ask how to search for William and for any synonyms of Will, Bill, and Billy, and so on. And we recommend that you use, there are some variants, index-only synonyms, index synonym and original, and index-only original name. So how to do this? With synonym file, you can just write some Python or Perl program and generate big, huge synonym file. So any combination. But now extended synonym allows better control. We have a parameter mode, simple, symmetric, and map. And you can just have only one string. You can get all variants. For example, you know... if we have a mode symmetric, so will be index like William, Bill, Billy. Bill will index like William, Will, Billy, and so on. It's symmetric. It means that all synonyms are equivalent. If you can map to the original, so Will become William, Will be William, and Billy, William. So, and sometimes you need to get a statistics about the index word. And previous version of TSTAT was very slow. Now we have my example, we have several thousand times faster. So we have, because we use a binary tree instead of sorted array, probably we can use a RB tree, red black tree, and we'll show using GVL. It's our contribution model. We use it to explore GIST and GIN indexes. We can get approximated statistics about indexed words. It will be very, very fast. So it maybe you can get it online. It's just half of a second. And here is a comparison, the exact statistics and estimation. And the error, you see, it's less than 1%. So statistics on indexes. And here is a GIN improvement. It's already in 8.4. It's a fast update, partial merge support. GIN now can be multi-column. And we specially developed a B3 GIN, which emulates B3 using GIN specially to use a multi-column index. So for example, for full text search, you can have this multi-column index with a date, timestamp, and taste vector. And it will work. It's very useful sometimes. Future features, it's we did an experiment with red-black tree because currently we use a binary tree engine, which is which is not good because it's not balanced. This is a good tree, and the same data, but in the sorted order, produce a degenerated tree. So degenerated tree, it's like a linked list, and we Tom did some defense against the skewed data. But we tried to. It's like a hack. Yeah, it's like a hack. So we decided to try to RB3, and we because RB3 red black tree has some nice features. It is self balanced. It's good insertion time, and so this is an example, which motivational example from the mailing list, and here is some three variants. It's a old 8.3, it's a used binary tree. It's a better one, it's binary tree plus Tom's hack, it's a limit. And our variants with red-black tree. Yeah, here is an example. So 8.3, this is incredible. This is a motivation example. After Tom's hack, it becomes good. And red-black tree, it's a bit better. But also, it is not a hack. And another extreme example. So with TS vector. So extreme example. So because we generate a special TS vector, it's an increased order special TS vector. And we see the difference. But actually, this is not very artificial example because people from bioinformatics in the gene engineering, they have some sequences very similar. So we did this test, and we see that 8.3, I just one night and I just stop. Yeah. Index and insert. It's a better one. It's much better, and the red black tree is much better for this example. But for real data, it's electronic paper archive. The difference is not very big, and the red black is not good as. But maybe it's
about 3 or 5%.
3 or 5% degradation. Yeah. But still, it looks the same, and we need to see on red black tree more better
to tweak
red black. And we can use it red black tree not just in GIN, in some other places also.
Implementation of RB3 is some generalized, like a hash or something else, separate files.
So it can be easy.
Supposed to use it in TS stack and maybe in polygon.
In polygon.
To count polygons overlapping.
Mm-hmm. So here is a slide with all downloads. You can download and play with all this stuff. And here is some. It's not full text search. Yeah, but we found the problem with the current Postgres. Postgres returns true for this case.
Does I contain B?
B.
Current Postgres returns true. His algorithm is just a check each machine. Each
pole
is inside another, but this example shows that each
vertex
is inside, but
it's not contained.
It's not contained.
So
next is overlap. Right now, for polygons, just check
bounding box. Yes.
And so there is an example where it's not overlapped. And our patch, it's brute force. It's algorithm about number of verticals in
quadratic.
Squared. But it's possible.
Quadratic.
Quadratic. Yes. To make better with red black tree to have an by logarithm of n.
Yeah. So tips and tricks. It's just the slides can be downloaded from the PGCon. So tips and tricks. It's how to write aggregate for TS vector, how to have a stable TS query, find documents with specific type, and how to get words from TS vector. It's just some useful examples. And so you can just download and see. This is very interesting. How to find documents which contains, for example, emails or URLs. So sometimes it's useful, so it's easy. And how to get words from TS vector search. Okay, so just need the last slide. It's not tips and tricks, but okay, this is our workers supported by our foundation for basic research, EnterpriseDB and GFG Networks. It's a French company which supports GIN development. Yes, so thanks for the attention. If you have questions. Any questions? Thank you.
To switch off.
No, it's a little bit.